everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Mr. Tom Fairbanks. Tom is on the other side of the glass engineering the show, making sure we all sound very good today. Tom, thumbs up, my friend. There you go. Tom is doing a great job as usual on this Friday, August 21st, 2015. We are live each weekday here noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. And you don't need to be by a radio. That's the good news, because you can stream and podcast the show from anywhere in the world, listening on my website, buckmastershow.com or kvoi.com. Our media partners are TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, The Green Valley News, and Saharita Sun, and TucsonLifestyle.com all have links to our show prominently displayed on their home pages, and we thank them all very much. Our Friday Focus interview this afternoon, United States Representative Raul Grijalva from Arizona's 3rd Congressional District joining me in studio. To question the congressman is Mari Hereras. Mari is the editor, edits the Tucson Weekly. Thanks, Mari, for coming today.
Thanks for having me.
The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, and the Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Still plenty of room for more friends if you'd like to join in our what we're doing and find out about our shows. I strongly suggest being a Facebook friend. Congressman, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Bill, and thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it. And, you know, it's this recess period has been very, very busy for us. But beyond that, you know, we go back to Washington in September after the 4th. And in doing so, awaiting us is a variety of must-do issues, everything from transportation to the what are we going to do about the export-import bank on the economic side, and what are we going to do about making sure that Social Security, particularly the disability side of it, SSI, is going to get funded, because it'll run out of money by the end of September. That's 8 million Americans across the nation that suddenly will face either severe cuts in their payments or no payments. And
really?
Those are just some of the ones that are coming up.
You got a huge agenda. And before we get to those national issues, although, of course, Social Security is a local issue as well, because it affects everybody that's over a certain age in this country. But I want to start locally with the post office. We had a couple of questions yesterday when Senator Flake was on the program about it. What's your take? How are we going to be able to keep this processing center from closing, and maybe keeping our mail having a processing center? We're the largest city, from what I understand, Congressman, in the United States, that would not have a processing center.
Exactly. And we, in conversations that Mayor Rothschild and Vice Mayor, the Vice Mayor, myself,
Mr. Fimbres,
myself, and our respective staffs, and representatives from the chamber and from the business community, and the unions that represent the employees there, senior citizen organizations, have all collectively have made the case. The survey the city did with 1,700 people made the case. The 2-, 3-, 4-day delays in the delivery of mail, because it now goes to Phoenix and then somehow comes back. You know, the region's of 1.7 million. That includes Cochise, which is part of the service area. We asked the Postmaster General, the new person, Ms. Brennan, who is a breath of fresh air in the conversation.
She's a former letter carrier herself.
Exactly. And I think I hate to use the word optimistic, but I'm more hopeful that the discussions with this postmaster are going to be much more productive than the previous. The previous one was very autocratic, all about numbers, and that was it. The post office has budgetary challenges created by Congress. Congress can do two quick things. One, take the burden off that requires them to prepay all their retiree health benefits into the future. That is the source of the debt, and that is the source of them not being able to get completely solvent on every issue. They made $611 million profit last year, the Postal Service, but it is a small drop compared to their continually having to pay for retirees. No other organization, agency in government or outside of government makes that kind of commitment. And so we need to lift that burden. That was created by Congress. The second one is equity. If we're asking them to be competitive and pay for yourself as an enterprise fund, then let them have both hands in front of them instead of one tied behind their back. You know, everything for being able to ship liquor, using all our means of transportation as part of the mail transport, and then invest the money that you would have been putting in prepaid into innovation, marketing, technology. That is the way to keep that going. But the people being hurt right now would be this delivery service and the potential end of a six-day delivery, which I think would be very bad, not only economically but for individual households and individuals. I'm hopeful.
Okay. Well, as a small businessman, I know I don't like it, and the letter carriers don't like it, Mari. I mean, Joe, who listens to my program, is my letter carrier. He's always saying, you know, it's not good, this mail going up to Phoenix, and then he hears all the complaints from people on his route saying, what the heck is it taking so long for this letter to cross town? Anyway, Mari, go ahead. I know you want to talk about Iran.
Oh, Iran. I was actually going to talk about Trump.
Go ahead, Trump.
But Iran, sure. I was laughing because I would assume that, you know, pinata orders for Trump are on the rise in Tucson. At least I would hope so. But, you know, right before we went on air, we were talking about this continuing lowering of the bar. But why is it so damaging, Congressman, to our, you know, our collective, I guess, consciousness as Americans for this bar to constantly be lowered?
Well, you know, Arizona, its border and the issues with immigration here have been at the point of the spear nationally from the beginning. You know, the one bill that McCain and Salmon have right now in terms of the 100-mile zone and lifting all laws and 2,000 offense from one end to the other of Arizona. It's all Arizona-centric. It's about just Arizona. But the precedents being set there have potential damage across the country. I think what's happening, which, you know, if Trump has been effective in anything, it has been in dumbing down the conversation to putting the issue of immigration and other issues as well on a very base issue. 2,000-mile fence, repeal the 14th Amendment, and deport 11 million people, and then somehow decide who comes back. None of those are going to happen. Premise number one.
Right.
People can scream all they want about it, but the realism of any of that happening is not there. And so it's become, but now you see every candidate, particularly in the Republican field, having to respond to that, starting the conversation from that base. And what immigration reform has needed for a long time is to elevate the conversation to a level where we can be rational, we can reach some compromises. You know, I'm not going to get what I think should be an immigration reform as a purity issue in a piece of legislation, but we are going to get something that begins to address the issue. And as long as we keep postponing every election cycle, dwelling back into this discussion, but Trump has brought it almost to its lowest point in terms of where we're at now, and you know, it's helped him in the sense that people feel that he is speaking to an issue that others aren't. But the fact of the matter is that immigration has been an issue now for six elections in a row, three presidentials, and this one. I suggest that it's time that we approach the issue from a perspective that it's a something to domestically to solve, that it hurts our social fabric, that economically dangerous, rather than going back to us versus them. Because once you set up that scenario at a very base, then that's what begins to tear at our society. And Mr. Alvarez and Valencia is doing a brisk business of the Donald Trump pinata.
The Donald Trump pinatas, yeah, really a hot seller right now. Mari, did you have a quick follow-up before I take the break about Trump, or should we move on?
Let's move on.
Okay, we're going to take our break right here on the Buckmaster Show. Our bump music today will be the Beatles, and we will be hearing a little of that right now. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, she loves you. Ah! Arizona Stadium to experience the thrill of the 2015 Arizona football season. Be there for the big hits, miracle catches, and game-winning field goals. Be there as your Wildcats make history and march towards a Pac-12 championship. Be there to create priceless memories with family, friends, and fellow fans. Season tickets start as low as $99. That's just over $16 per game. Purchase your tickets today. Call 621-CATS or visit ArizonaWildcats.com/be there.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. The Buckmaster Show, our 60s Friday bump music, the Beatles. And I told Tom Fairbanks, engineering the show, Tom, let's do the Beatles, because 50 years ago, last night, a 17-year-old kid, me, in the stands there at Chicago's Comiskey Park, I think they call it now just White Sox Park, but I saw the Beatles. And after you heard the first couple of words of She Loves You, you didn't really hear anything else but a wall of crazy people screaming and standing. So it was quite a night. Raul Grijalva with us, Congressman, United States Representative from District 3, and Mari Herreras is here, editor of the Tucson Weekly. And, Congressman, you like 60s music.
I love 60s music because I grew up with it, and I like to tease my daughters and the youngins in our family that I could hear the lyrics. There seemed to be a melody to where we were going with the song, and they laugh at me. But that for us boomers, that period of time was everything was mm-hmm. changing. Mm-hmm. And music was kind of at the forefront of all that.
You know, we were sharing, I'm going to kind of deviate back to the 60s, Mari, please forgive me for a second here, but we were talking about Bernie Sanders and how he's kind of caught on with a certain wing of your party, Congressman. It kind of reminds me of 68 and Eugene McCarthy, and you said originally you were a McCarthy person, but then you switched over and became a Bobby Kennedy supporter.
Yep.
Yeah. And remember when he came here in 1968 to Tucson?
It was huge.
Yeah, and he spoke at Centennial Hall, and I was shooting photographs for the Arizona Daily, not the Daily Star, but the Wildcat, because I was at the U of A. So quite an evening.
Bernie is beyond a segment of the Democratic Party. What he's doing, and I think it's we talked about Trump lowering the bar. Bernie on issues, the economic issues that confronting Americans in this country and working people, he's raising the bar to that discussion. And other candidates in the Democratic field are responding to that, including Hillary and whoever jumps into this thing. Because there is a palatable frustration, disgust, anger at the fact that the things that Americans on a day-to-day basis in their home, in their conversations, feel and talk about, nobody, they feel they have no voice. And I think Bernie's giving that a voice, and doing so is doing quite a service.
Let's go to the live line. Matthew, thank you, Matthew, for waiting very patiently through the break and me talking about the 60s with the congressman. How you doing, Matthew?
I'm doing good. In fact, I'm looking at a picture when John F. Kennedy arrived at Tucson Airport.
Oh, wow.
I can see my dad in the background. So,
wow.
A lot of history in Tucson with the Kennedys.
Oh, yeah.
And everywhere you go around town, you run into people who remember days with Bobby and John.
Yeah.
Hey, Congressman Grijalva, the Export-Import Bank services a lot of small, medium-sized
yep.
companies that do cross-border trade. Unfortunately, Senator Flake was in town this week, and he sort of came out both against the EXIM Bank. He didn't seem very enthusiastic about supporting that. And he wasn't enthusiastic about supporting Cherry Bell. I was wondering, do you have any thoughts on the Export-Import Bank reauthorization and also the status of Cherry Bell? Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. We passed the deadline on the reauthorization. And so effectively, the need that businesses have for the backing of the Export-Import Bank is still there. And I think as an economic engine, and particularly here for us as a border community, as a state, to have that as the kind of collateral when you do trade and import and export with other countries is vital. Another country's not going to want to trade with a company, import from a company that doesn't have a collateral insurance in back of them. Mm-hmm. And that's the issue. And sure, some people criticize that big Boeing and those big corporations use a lot of it. But, in Arizona, there's 300 to 400 medium-sized to small businesses that rely on that liability coverage and collateral as a means to conduct their business and all the people that work for them. It is such short-sighted. It's not a real cost to government. What happens is that we make a philosophical stand on something, that this Export-Import Bank is somehow part of some grander conspiracy by the government. I don't see it. I think it's short-sighted, and you're cutting your own nose to spite your face because we are hurting ourselves economically. Same thing with reauthorizing transportation. We did it for 3 months as a patch. We have got to do it for 5 to 6 to 7 years so that communities like Tucson and others – And Pima County can plan for the future with a certainty that they're going to have that money in order to really do. And if we're talking about public transit and the need to have alternative transportation in this community, again, that transportation and highway fund has to be reauthorized.
Okay. And Matthew, we had talked about Cherry Bell at the beginning. That was my first question to Congressman, and he says he's, if I can remember closely enough, getting more optimistic, isn't that correct?
Hopeful.
Hopeful.
You know, the Postmaster General did agree to give us the criteria they used
in
the original closure and the data, because our office has identified three other communities of 350 to 400,000 in New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, that were on the closure list but then were pulled. And you know, Tucson remains. We have a year reprieve where they relook at things, but the fact remains that this area needed one then, and as the demand continues, it's going to need one in the future. The dumbest thing to do is to close, and then 5 years from now have to reopen that because of the demand that's increased in the area.
Okay, here's Mari Herreras, editor of The Weekly.
So in the recently in the Arizona Republic, you had an editorial on the Iran deal and reaction, a mixed bag. But you talk about the importance of the deal. I think the headline was defanging the wolf, so to speak, and in support of supporting diplomacy. And let's talk about diplomacy and why. This is that road that needs to be taken.
The region in and of itself, the region, Syria and the horror that's going on there with ISIS, and that seems to be a never-ending conflict necessary to stop ISIS. But again, we're looking at an armed conflict. Our extraction from Iraq and the return to the same kind of breakdown that before we got in there. Trillions of dollars later and 5,000 lives later, Afghanistan, and then we have Iran. And I, like I said, I'm not naive. These are not good players. These are not people that you shake your hand and trust at the end of the day. But, and I agree with the president, if this agreed to by the other powers, 5+1, the United States, with the backing of the UN, having the 15-year period of, and then going on to 25 of inspections, with the sanctions in some areas being lifted, as a means to get some assurity that they're not going to develop nuclear weapons, I think is a plus. Is it a risk? There's some risk involved, but when you limit all other options, you only have two left. You can either try to pursue this diplomatic route, or you can get to prepare for a conflict. And I think the president was right. We have two options. And all of us having gone through the fatigue and the agony of the last 12 years, 13 years, 15 years in the Middle East in terms of our boots on the ground and our involvement militarily, if there's an option that accomplishes an end result of defanging Iran from having nuclear weapons, and it happens to be diplomatic, I want to give that a try.
Let's go to Robert on the live line. Robert has a question or comment for the congressman. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Congressman Grijalva, as it relates to the immigration debate, do people actually think that Mexicans without documents would actually reveal themselves, come out of the shadows, pay a fine and taxes they have no money for, and who would do that?
Okay, thank you, Robert.
I think as you saw with DACA and the president's executive order, 690,000 young people came forward, paid the money that was necessary for the processing, had the background checks, were fully vetted, and were given their work permit and their status in the country, 690,000. And so that's the indicator I have, if we're using a gauge. And in 1986, when President Reagan did the amnesty program, the only amnesty program we ever had, people came forward, paid for the cost of the processing. It was badly done in terms of its language, and it caused some of the problems that we're dealing with now. But nevertheless, that's another gauge. Because the alternative is what? To these people that are undocumented, that are playing by the rules, working, got families here. What's the alternative? The alternative is that you continue to live in this shadow existence in the United States. And I think that if they were afforded the opportunity to come forward, proof, background checks, legitimacy of being here, in terms of no criminal record, that you see a lot of people do it. I really do, because, you know, the desperation of being, feeling cornered and alone and in a shadow, I think that overwhelms any other reason not to come forward. There's no other alternative, my friend, because if we don't deal with this, you know, we're not going to deport 11 million people. That's not going to happen.
Our economy would explode.
Let's see if we can work one more call in. Jim is with us. Hi, Jim.
Hi, good afternoon, Congressman Grijalva. I want to go back to Iran for a moment. Regardless of whether Iran has any motivation to build nuclear weapons, and I don't think they do because the backlash is unacceptable to them, either from Saudi Arabia or Israel or even the United States. But my problem is the $150 billion that's freed up that could buy them a better navy and better aircraft to shut off the Straits of Hormuz. And that is my real problem. And that disagreement that gives them $150 billion, that's the real problem, not necessarily whether they're going to continue to build a bomb or not. So I'd like your comments on that. And I'd like a follow-up question on immigration, if it's possible, Bill.
Okay, we are way over, but I'll have the congressman give us as a concise answer, and then stick on the phone, Jim, and we'll do a quick follow-up.
Concise answer, Jim, is this, that the $139 million, depending, a billion, that would be freed up as a it's not frozen because of sanctions. I'm convinced that it's going to go into the society itself, rebuilding their production of oil, rebuilding their extraction of oil, rebuilding the very foundation of their society. These sanctions hurt and hurt deep.
Okay.
And so I think that they are going to invest it in their country domestically and in their people, because the expectation from the Iranian people is that's going to happen. Buying armaments and ships and blockades on the strait, I think, is as a realistic consideration, not there.
Okay, Jim, real quickly, follow up on immigration, please.
My follow up with immigration is this: I believe that the people crossing the border should be as free to cross as a crate of avocados. I just want them to be who they say they are and to be as inspectable as a crate of avocados. And that's my follow-up. Comprehensive immigration reform, please encourage your Democrat counterparts to support that.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jim.
I've never been as pristine as an avocado, but I would hope that down the road I get there, Jim. But I think that the security issue, let's talk a little bit about that. When you have a vetting process and people are having to come forward, the people we don't want in this country, the people, the criminal, violence, whatever, they then become what ICE and that enforcement strategy needs to focus on. And more importantly, I think that you create a situation in which, you know, 18 years is not a short period of time. It's a long time where these individuals would have to follow all the rules all the way through that before they even got their permanent status.
All right. Congressman Raul Grijalva, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. As always, appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Marty, thank you.
Thanks.
Mari Herrera is sticking around, and Sarah Garrett-Gasson joining us in a few moments for our Friday roundtable. Back right after this.
It was our first hit in England, and this is in England, way back in England. And this song was released in America. It didn't do anything, but it was released later again, and well, it's doing something, you know. So this, yeah, it is. So we'd like to play for you now a song called Please Please Me.
Last night I said these words to my girl.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garber on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Monday on the Buckmaster Show, the Monday Political Face-Off features commentators John Munger and Vince Robigo, and a preview of the fall pollen season with air quality expert Dr. Mark Sneller. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI The Voice, and on my website, buckmastershow.com, for live streaming podcasts in our archive.
Thank you. We'd like to sing a song called Twist and Shout.
One, two, three.
It is 60s Friday on the Buckmaster Show. We do a different 60s group, and of course, what could be more 60s and iconic than the Beatles? Sarah Garrett Gasson joining us, and I know she loves 60s music. Sarah is editorial writer and columnist for the Arizona Daily Star, and Mari Herreras loves music too, and especially a little bit of the 60s stuff.
I do.
At the time, Sarah and Mari, I was sharing earlier about being at that Beatles concert 50 years ago last night, there was a kind of a rivalry going on between the Stones and the Beatles.
All the way.
Yeah, and it was like people were either like very much into the Stones or they were very much into the Beatles, but they didn't seem to be as enthusiastic about both.
How did the Who figure into all this? That would be my next...
Who came along a little bit later? Well, actually... 66, 67. But then the Who, kind of folks who were following the Who, that was almost like a rivalry between who liked the Kinks and who liked the Who. So, you know, it got into a whole different thing there. But that was quite a week 50 years ago for me, because a couple of days later, Sarah, I was on a 707 on American Airlines from Chicago O'Hare out here to Tucson as a 17-year-old kid. Got homesick very quickly for Chicagoland, but fell in love with the area.
Absolutely. That was quite a week for you.
Yep, quite a week. Well, it's been quite a week for people who have to find alternative transportation. The bus strike, now 2 weeks old. I think it's the longest-running bus strike in kind of modern history here in Tucson.
That's what I understand. And we, I think, 60,000 folks out there that rely on SunTran transportation. And we're hearing from them. We hear, I'm sure Sarah does too. And from folks who can't get to jobs or having to figure out, reconfigure how to get to work, get to school, and get around town.
Yeah.
No end in sight as well, I imagine, I think.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And it's, I mean, it's really easy to get caught up in the, who's doing what and try to take sides. And, but I think the drivers have a point absolutely with, you know, safety and mold and, those kind of concerns. And, but when it comes down to it, the people who are really paying the price are the people who really rely on the bus to get to their jobs. People are losing jobs. They can't get to where they're going. And those are the people I think that we can't forget, even as the back and forth keeps going or not going, as the case may be.
And we had the mayor with us last week, and the city really, the council, it can't intervene because there's a federal issue involved with federal transit funds.
Well, also, this is an agreement. This is not with the city. This is not with SunTran per se. This is with a company that manages the SunTran, that is a 60%, I believe, French-owned company that how we get ourselves in these wonderful things, I wonder sometimes.
Yeah, the ideas, you know, being talked about, like we need some kind of regional approach so we don't have to deal with these outside companies, I think has merit. And we'll probably, after this, get some pickup again, at least in talking about it and seeing if it's even possible.
Well, Arizona has an image problem. There's no doubt about it. And as the governor would like to kind of rebrand Arizona, and it's been fun to kind of look at some of the slogans that have come in. Your colleague at the Arizona Daily Star, Sarah, has been, he kind of had a little contest going on about what he thought, what he was selecting, one that perhaps had some merit, but there were some really goofy ones too in there. Arizona, sometimes it's the quickest way to California. Arizona probably not as bad as they told you. It's a dry hate, said somebody else. I mean, come on.
Yeah, there was one, it was, 48th in many rankings, something like that. Yeah, I don't think this exactly turned out the way that people who were hoping it would just be, entirely positive suggestions might have thought, but they are really, really funny and point on.
We do have an image problem, though. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I mean, I always talk about it as crazy land. I mean, this is where we have to constantly be dealing with folks in power that come up with the craziest things for us to have to deal with in legislature and so forth.
Although I have to say, an image problem implies that it's not real, that it's a misperception. Unfortunately, the image is the reality.
A little heat, a lot of heart. That's what Tom has just said. Very nice, Tom. But I think what Doug Ducey, he used to be in the ice cream business and was looking for something really probably one or two words that would sum up Arizona is what he's looking for.
Scott Walker, 2017.
Well, who knows? Arizona, will need to polish up the image. We were talking with Congressman Grijalva about Donald Trump. Donald Trump continues to do so well here in polls in Arizona and across the country. There's no question about it, Sarah. He is tapping into a he's hitting a nerve for a lot of people.
He is, and I think it's you know obvious why. He is someone who is a genius at understanding what people want to buy and selling it to them. And it's simple and it's easy to understand and it's mean and it's something that you don't have to think about. You can be like, yeah, right
on.
Don't,
and if you don't agree with him, you're an idiot.
Right. I mean, it's the simplest thing and no complex thought required.
Which scares me, you know. I guess I just wonder when that ends. You know, we've been on this road for over 8 years now, and I just wonder when do we get to a point where we, you know, as voters and consumers of our culture, of our country, want something better, want to have intellectual conversations again. That, you know, what's so wrong with that? I don't really understand why we can't think more for ourselves or want more for ourselves.
And I think that one thing that is really disturbing is all the talk that comes, you know, that it's socially acceptable. There's no fear that there's going to be a price to pay for saying these really awful, hateful things. And it's not just with Trump. It's with a lot of the other Republican primary candidates that there's no sense that there's a too far, that there's no sense that we're it's not even decorum. I think it's just the idea that it's socially acceptable and people are just going to think that it's okay to say hateful things and no one's going to pay a price. There's no fear or sense that anyone's going to be held accountable because people accept it.
It is the year of the outsider. There's no question about it because let's face it, on the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders is resonating with a faction of the Democratic Party.
No doubt, the non-democratic Democratic candidate that, mm-hmm. you know, in the end, I mean, the way, at least from my perspective in terms of the way that the state party runs and how we support candidates or decide how to support candidates, Bernie is definitely still the outsider in that respect. And I see mostly support still continuing to go to Hillary, but, I like that kind of conversation, though. At least it's elevating. At least we're talking about working people. We're talking about college student loans and the weight that exists on millennials in this country and other people, too. That's honest, good conversation.
And then as the congressman was talking about, that Trump has certainly been dumbing down several very important issues like immigration.
Oh, absolutely, because we've said on, you know, the show before and Congressman Grijalva has said many times before, it's a big, complicated issue. But as soon as you make the people, the other, you know, make them an enemy, not a human, then it becomes a lot easier to deal with. And it's not, people don't want, I don't think, some people, to have an intellectual conversation about it. It's difficult. I mean, there are a lot of complicated issues, and it's just easier to say no to the whole idea of it than to really get into the complexities and the humanity that's involved.
All right. Ingrid has a question. It says here a question for Sarah. So go ahead, Ingrid.
Hello, Sarah. Some time ago, you and I had a conversation on the phone about an editorial that you wrote shortly after you published a letter to the editor that I wrote about deporting families who have children, and you titled it Deport Infants. Then you wrote an editorial agreeing with the DREAM Act, which stipulated that if young people brought here illegally weren't going to be able to make it in school, that they would have to serve in the military. And at that time, we had troops in Iraq big time. You said that children shouldn't have to pay for the sins of their parents, and yet you thought it was perfectly fine for them to have to serve in the military. And I disagreed with you, and we had quite a little discussion on the phone.
Okay.
Have you changed your mind about that? I'll hang up. Thanks.
I have to say that that must have been quite a long time ago, because I'm sorry to say that, I'm not recalling the specific conversation. I think the if you're talking about an editorial, that is not my position necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's the paper's position, and I may agree or disagree. But you still have to write them. If it was a personal column that I wrote that has my little smiling face on it, I'm sorry to say that I'm not remembering exactly what I said.
But the editorial, you are speaking for pretty much the position of the paper.
For the position of the paper. And if I'm remembering correctly at that point, if it was that long ago, that the war was still going on in Iraq, that must have been, it was something in the legislation that was being proposed. I remember that very distinctly.
This would be a good time, too, to clarify the policy of the Star when it comes to someone wanting to submit a editorial.
Oh, sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. We want...
Say I want to submit a letter even to the editor.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. There's two ways to get your voice in the Star. Three ways. You can comment on Facebook, of course. Mm-hmm. But we have letters to the editor, which are about 160 words, or guest opinion pieces, which are the longer, about 600 word pieces, which people, today we had Dr. Randy Fries writing about education. And you can go, if you go to tucson.com/opinion, you will find about halfway down on the page on the right links that you can submit those electronically. We look at every single one. We consider every single one. We do have a requirement that you don't get published more than once every 30 days. And what we're looking for is, are ideas that are new or different, don't repeat just the same thing that everyone else has said, from people who add things to the conversation. But the trick is also we get a lot of submissions, which is fantastic. But it sometimes means that a piece that is timely when it's submitted allow for it to be run and then the news sort of gets stale and the issue is no longer timely. Doesn't mean it's not relevant, but it's no longer something people are really talking about. And so sometimes that can happen. But we want opinions from everyone.
Same with the weekly, right?
Yeah, of course. We take guest opinion columns, usually in reaction to things that are happening in Tucson. Tucson specific is what we require, and sometimes in reaction to our own coverage. Mm-hmm. 700 words limit. So
all voices are welcome.
All voices are welcome. Yes.
And I will say that I know we're speaking about a situation mm-hmm. with yeah. Supervisor Allie Miller mm-hmm. Saying that she didn't think she would be published. We don't say, oh no, that person, yes, that person. I mean, ask any of the other elected officials, even Congressman Grijalva, who have submitted things that for whatever reason just didn't end up in the paper.
Okay. Well, hopefully we've clarified that. Sarah Garrett-Gasson, have a great weekend. Mari Herreras, thanks a lot for being with us. Good
you
weekend
too.
To you.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Weekend Watch with Matt Russell's next on Buckmaster.
We'd like to carry on with it. It's the last number. We'd like to thank you all for being so wonderful. And it's called Help. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Help. I need somebody. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you landed 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I park right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Hi. Wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
Oh, as good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $99 per month. Plus, get your first month free. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 8/30/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Weekend Watch with Matt Russell, Inside Tucson food and beverage columnist and award-winning publicist, is brought to us by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, where they're getting ready for the Taste of Silver City. The Saturday before Labor Day sure would make a great road trip. Just 3 hours east of Tucson, so many wonderful places to stay like Bear Mountain Lodge, Casitas de Gila guest houses, the full listing of things to do and places to stay at southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now the dedicated foodie himself. Here's Matt Russell.
Bill, how are you on this beautiful Friday?
Doing very well. Any tastings going on that we should know about?
Yeah, on a warm day like today, I think some chilled Russian vodkas sound like the perfect way to kick off the weekend. And when you can do that locally with some premium caviar, it's an affordably regal affair. So I say head over to Kalina Russian Cuisine today at 5 o'clock and choose from 5 outstanding caviars, 3 beautiful Russian vodkas served beautifully chilled. Now, I like the vodka and caviar flights, where you can sample a little bit of each before I go right into dinner. And tonight, let's make it Chicken Kiev. Kalina is located at 8963 East Tankerverde Road, and it all starts tonight at 5 o'clock.
How about those that like tequila? Yours truly included.
Yes, sir. For all my fellow salsa and tequila fans, the one event that you must not miss is tomorrow. It's the 5th annual Salsa and Tequila Challenge, which runs Saturday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. up at La Encantada Shopping Center. Your ticket will give you permission to enjoy up to 40 different salsas and 25 different tequila cocktails, all prepared by some of Tucson's best. Now, I'm a judge at the event this year, Bill, and a warning to the competitors, I'm coming hungry and thirsty. It's tomorrow at La Encantada at 7 p.m.
What's going on over at the Fisher, the Kingfisher?
Yeah, the annual summer road trip at Kingfisher is about to come to an end, so make plans this weekend to enjoy the new Down South menu featuring the flavors of the South. We're talking fried oyster po' boys, chicken and andouille gumbo, shrimp and grits, and more, paired up with some great cocktails like the one that got my attention. It's called Pecan Dandy, made with rum, dry vermouth, praline liqueur, and pecan bitters. I've got a mouth for the South, Bill, so join me at Kingfisher this weekend for the Down South thing.
Make sure you've got a dedicated driver for that event.
Indeed.
What's in the column this week?
You know, I'll be judging the nation's largest barbecue rib event in 2 weeks up in Nevada. And to prepare my palate for the pilgrimage, I sat down with a Tucson pitmaster to get his insights on producing some righteous racks of ribs. So roll up your sleeves and read all about it in this week's edition of Inside Tucson.
Clean up the bib rag. You'll need it.
I'm ready.
Have a good one, Matt.
You too, Bill.
Oh, my. Lots going on this weekend. The Buckmaster Show is produced by Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. We are wholly responsible for its content. On behalf of the team, the folks that helped put this together, the great folks here at KVOI, Ed Alexander, Tom Fairbanks, Ray Allen, Jerry Cross, Mr. and Mrs. Martin, it's a great group of people. And then, of course, my webmaster, the ace, Rosemary Brandt. Thank you to all of you for making the Buckmaster Show possible. Have a great weekend. Back at you Monday.